Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And he said, "Do you love me?" And she said, "No, but that's a nice ski mask." Ha ha ha. Easter egg. Know what that is?
Yep. Oh, Lloyd.
That's the Lloyd Christmas dream sequence. Where he's just getting along with everybody. He's knocking it out the park with his new girlfriends, family, and friends. You know, just having them belly laugh. With a, "No, but that's a nice ski mask." Then he farts and lights it up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who remembers that movie?
can't go wrong with some good fart humor, man.
Oh, pimping now.
Damn.
There you go. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Welcome you to Porch Talk. It's your host, Alan, and the boys are back. Got Big John.
What a dude.
Anyway.
What's up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
Good players motivate themselves. Great players motivate good players. Dick's art hanging in the feeding room.
You got dick art in your room?
Did you say dick?
Dick's sporting goods.
Oh, okay.
Motivational art piece in the feeding room.
Oh.
Oh, that's what it said.
I was thinking dick art in the
feeding
room.
Yeah, I was thinking,
like, did you take it yourself? Yeah. Or
dick art.
You got some dick art in there. Yeah. Hey.
Is it a
and it's got an inspirational quote.
Yeah, is it a realistic depiction or is it more cartoonish?
It's realistic.
No.
You not been a great player?
I don't know.
Motivate the good players.
Hey, I've never been a good player or a great player.
I don't think my dick pics have motivated anything, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
I don't think they're very motivating at all.
You know.
Yeah.
Mash.
I wish you'd stop sending them to me.
Well, I just need some advice.
I get that.
How's it feel living in such a melting pot of a city?
Yeah, it's
been a lot of fun here.
We've got a little bit of everything going on here today. This past week.
It seems like the hotter it gets, the wilder it gets too, you know.
But people are going out more.
Summer of love, baby.
Yeah.
Summer of something.
All we're missing is riots.
Got the damn.
Hopefully those will come soon.
Yeah, get our Hamas riots.
We already got reptile riots going on and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Reptile riots?
Yeah, you know, the alligator.
Yeah, alligator. It developed an audience.
The alligator. Yeah, an alligator
loose
in
town. There were people standing there just freaking looking at dinosaur. It. Wonder what that thing is going to do.
Yeah.
Y'all see that video of, like, this old head, like, takes his shirt off and tries to throw it over the alligator that gets on top of it and gets his ass.
Oh, God, he gets on top of it.
I thought it was a young guy.
It's
an old guy.
There's several iterations. Yeah.
I've seen one as like on a bridge.
Sure, it's not the first time this happened.
Yeah, this Florida. Old Florida guy threw his members only jacket over the eyes of the crocodile.
Yeah, he's now a member only.
Yeah, he's a member only of the One Arm Club.
Yeah, he's
missing members.
Yeah, he's missing one member.
He auditioned for Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Oh, drummer. Shout out.
Yeah. Oh, man. What else is good?
So, yeah. Man. We had a hell of a storm.
God, it
you
was a
that
hell
storm
of a
come
storm.
Through? Just fucking no, out of nowhere? You know, they called that a wet microburst.
Yeah, I'm like, what in the fuck? How?
I think I've had one of those. I think out of the front and the back before. But, you know.
Nice.
But that was nice. But that was wild, though, you know, because they're all the trees, like, hit. Like,
it's all,
like, all everywhere outwards. It's like they had fucking a fucking Dragon Ball power-up in the middle of fucking town. It was just like, whoa! I was like, what the fuck?
All the trees that Super fell Saiyan. Down were like 200 plus years old trees.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mama Justice trees.
Yeah, right in front of Mama Justice trees. And then that old-ass house right down by Zachary's.
Yeah, that old-ass house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had to turn around. I had to do a 28-point turn yesterday.
There's still like, one down over there, actually.
There's two down over there still.
Well, no, I'm saying... They got one out today. Oh, yeah. But now there's still just one.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was wild. Just out of fucking nowhere.
And the thing about it, they said it was like straight line winds and a wet microburst. Yeah. So, how in the fuck do you explain wind coming from the west and wind coming from the south and then wind going to the north all at the same time?
Yeah, that's... You
live by a river.
We had hail and everything. I had hail hitting every damn window of this house. I was like, shit, what's going on? I was like, I had children on the corn throwing rocks at my shit. It was wild.
It was wind from every direction. I was sitting in the Taco Bell parking lot just munching down. Nothing happened.
I know it was fucking beautiful, and then all of a sudden it was
pandemonium. Opening scene of a bad Twister 5 and that Big John in the fucking Taco Bell parking lot.
Yeah, maybe it's just promoting the new Twisters movie.
Could be. I don't know. It was one hell of a damn promo.
There is a conspiracy, too, that it was a tornado.
No, it was no tornado. It was no tornado.
I've heard.
Never touched down.
Well, it that was not a tornado. Not the way that hit. That was weird.
It also hit twice. Like, you thought it was gone, and then it came back. Like,
that was an eye. It was a hurricane.
Yeah, it was totally a hurricane. Yeah. I'd give it that.
It was a microburst.
We're dealing with a dawn of Aquarius, huh?
Could be.
That's right.
And the Northern Lights.
The immediate next day.
Yeah, just wild, man. We just got some crazy shit going on. It's not the regular Northern Lights like John normally.
Yeah, you know, number five. Yeah, number five is my favorite.
Daddy's on fire tonight.
Just there. Been holding it up for 2 weeks, man.
Yeah. I look up here at the sky. I looked up here last night. Honestly, it didn't look any different to me than it does any other
night.
It
didn't to me either.
Last night, it was more north of us. So we didn't.
Sometimes I feel like those pictures and what people say about it is...
filters and...
bullshit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because I've been looking up and I'm like, I don't see
it.
I
got it. They say you can only see it through your fucking phone. Well,
there it is.
But look.
I could see it. Not that great, but I could see it. I mean,
you look through your phone? That's how you do it.
Well, that's how you get those pictures most ever, through the phone. But you could see
is that Project Blue Beam somewhere.
A little bit, same light.
There was a little bit of a aura.
Yeah.
Other than that, I could tell like, oh, something weird in the sky, and I was like, oh shit.
That's like they're just testing it out.
Yeah.
Pretty lights. Anyway. Pretty lights.
And then there'll be pretty little aliens up there, you know, like UFOs. Being like, look, it's on the same track as the Northern Lights. That's wild.
I was waiting to see what was going to happen today. We didn't have
nothing
crazy happened today.
It's Mother's Day. That's about the craziest thing that could happen.
Happy Mother's Day
to all the moms.
All the moms.
Mothers. Mama. Mothers.
Baby mama. Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yes.
I am for real.
Yeah, shout out to it.
Heard Hey Y'all in Walmart.
Huh? Hell yeah.
It's crazy what they play in Walmart now.
You know, Sleep Token did a cover of Hey Ya.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm good.
It's wild. It's not what you would think.
But I like it when they at least make it different.
Yeah, it was definitely different. Definitely.
All right.
All right. That was this week.
Yeah, that was just this week.
Yeah, that was just this week, guys. That was fun.
Nature Boy, Ric Flair, hanging out at the Florida Beach Bar. Gets cut off of his drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Has a fit.
As you should.
This asshole won't let me have my drinks. Yeah, he lays into him pretty good. He didn't get physical or anything. But, you know, it's just Nature Boy being Nature Boy. Woo!
Okay.
That was just a few days after you, brought him back up.
Yeah.
From the last episode, huh?
I mean, he's just doing Nature Boy things.
Just making it happen.
I've seen it. It probably goes 75-25. But, as long as you were barbacking, dude, anytime someone tabs gets cut off, name somebody that's happy about that.
Yeah, it's never.
I've never seen anybody just like, yeah, you know what? Thank
you're right. You're right. I'm going home now.
Yeah, it's time for me to
Can
go.
You drive me?
I've had it. never once have I heard that.
Nope.
In all of my years working in the bars.
Wouldn't that be wild? There was a place you could go to. It was just a bar full of reasonable drunks.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they call that. That's the Catholic Church. Everybody's, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Reasonable right. And drunk.
Y'all want you...
what else we got?
You want movie and show notes?
Oh, I got some of them in there, too.
Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series. It would be dope if it's M.A.
I think it would be good if it was be like if they would redo like the 70s
style.
The 70s style. Yeah, they're Scooby.
Like the originals or nothing. Yeah,
redo those storylines, you know. I think that would be cool as shit.
How does Netflix get to do Scooby-Doo? Max has Velma.
Yeah.
I mean, have you watched that? I haven't
read it. It's funny as shit. Yet. It really is. Yeah.
They do a show about Velma or they have the exclusive rights to Velma?
I mean, this fucking Scooby-Doo is just Velma.
Yeah, it's just around her.
Oh, it's like Girl Boss?
It's fucking Woke Boss.
Oh. it's
Fred's the white straight guy because he gets dunked on.
Hell yeah, dude.
But it's crazy, though. Yeah.
So, they're bringing it back live action. It's going to be a TV show, so I'm guessing it's going to be like every cartoon episode of Scooby-Doo, and I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for
the meddling kids.
I'm just telling you, make it mature audience. Like, the crime scene's just like, oh, my God.
And what if, like, every now and then, like, it was actual, somewhat supernatural?
Yeah,
that would be cool.
You know, you could have a swamp, you try to pull the mask off, and it don't come off. Yeah, you're like, go get my sword!
Yeah.
I smite you, old demon!
Speaking of series, I got Sausage Party. Remember Sausage Party, the movie with...
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, they got a series coming out.
What's it on?
It's going to be on Prime, and it actually comes out on July the 11th.
That's not too far away, really.
And maybe he wasn't making enough money selling those expensive ass weed smoking products.
That movie was fucking
products.
Funny as hell, though. So
I'm sure
that's
going
to be a good...
Nobody makes any money in weed, man. Except for Werner.
Speaking of live action, Ryan Gosling, old homeboy, go to the screen in the Fall Guy as SNL Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it was funny.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah, we talked about it, I think, last
time. Yeah, but they actually showed up.
They showed up to, like, red carpet shit Beavis and Butthead.
They kept it going. Just recently.
Hell yes.
I saw pictures of it on the Twitterverse.
I don't do that. Remember, we go do this all the time.
Yeah.
Baby, come back.
I had a fucking... video, I gotta find it. I deleted it, so I gotta find it.
You better find that shit.
How long ago was that? I've listed so much stuff.
Who's got Peacock?
I got Peacock.
Oh, your prices are about to raise up a little bit. Peacock's losing money, man. I don't know if it's gonna stick around.
Oh, I don't pay for it.
Oh.
That's probably why it's losing
money.
Peacock,
what was their big thing? Lasso?
I think WWE holds it up a lot.
Ted Lasso's on Apple TV Plus. Oh.
You get Peacock, you got WWE Network, and you get all their, like, what do they call it, PLE, Premium Live Events.
Peacock is
you remember
NBC,
the
right?
WWE Divas?
You remember Office, those? Yeah.
Yeah. They still got that? That'd be cool to watch.
It's on the, you just go to the WWE part and find it.
Huh. Yeah. Dude, it's gonna be interesting, like, seeing these things play out, because Netflix just did that roast of Tom Brady, and that went over pretty good.
Yes,
I mean,
it did.
Top of the world. Yeah,
it was funny. I hate the fact that Netflix, though, my algorithm on Netflix, that's my roommate's Netflix, we get a lot of foreign films.
What?
And some of the best movie, like, you'll read the description of this movie, and it'll be, oh, man, this sounds fucking awesome.
Subtitles.
And then it'll be... like, what the fuck?
I hear that more every day.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about that, you know.
Zippity-boo-bop.
Zippity-boo-bop-dee-bop, yeah.
You listen to some... some Sammy Hagar? Or not, or some...
See?
I'm not Sammy Hagar, but you know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, it's just full of shit that's like foreign, and you know, I'm okay with some foreign stuff, but not every fucking movie, man. That's all I see is foreign films.
I had to change the channel, you know, like,
because I had some my Netflix account got hacked one time. I don't know if y'all have ever had one get hacked.
No,
dude, my stuff would get changed to Spanish.
See?
Yeah.
See?
I think my Spotify got hacked one time, and I remember waking up and trying to play something and changing to something. Yeah, it was all so kind of like, well, I was like, what the hell is this?
Living the beat of love.
Yeah, not even that. It was just like some, yeah, da 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 da.
Janino Sanchez.
No, but with the subtitles, man, I used to try to get on Crunchyroll and like catch up on like the new Dragon Ball Z, like a. However long ago it was.
Hopefully.
And it was all
30 years ago.
No, they had like GT or wherever, the Super, wherever it's at now. And like, this may have been years ago. I don't remember. But it wasn't dubbed yet. And dude was like, get on Crunchyroll and watch it. And I was like, dude, it's not dubbed. And he was like, it's better. Just read the caption. And I was like, I'm either going to be reading the caption or like paying attention to what's going on, man.
You can't do both.
I'm not doing both.
Yeah.
Subtitles, if you're going to do subtitles, I suggest horror, because there's not much dialogue.
Yes, yeah. Serial killer breathing. There's
a whole bunch of A's across the bottom of the screen. Isn't it?
Yeah. It can remind you of ominous song playing.
South Korean thrillers are pretty good. I saw The Devil. That's a good one.
I tried to watch it, man. Yes.
I couldn't get into it. Golly, it comes out hitting a fucking homer in now. Five minutes.
See, I'm out. If it's not good in the first 15,
I mean, this dude kills Blade creepy style pretty quick.
Just wasn't for me, I don't think.
I don't think you like movies, dude.
Yeah, what about Itchy the Killer?
I haven't watched that one.
Yeah, that's an old ass classic.
Hey, you know, it's Itchy the Killer. There's Audition. There's Old Boy. These are the heavy hitters of South Korea, I reckon.
Yep.
Al, Jerry Seinfeld celebrates his 70th B-Day.
Wow.
Over the movie Unfrosted?
Unfrosted?
No, he goes on.
Actually really good.
It's crazy.
I thought it was good. I love cereal. Golly!
Dude, that's there a total flip. That's a flip. I didn't see that coming. I watched it.
Good for you, Frosted.
Right.
Unfrosted, whatever.
Yeah. That's the first positive review I've heard, John. Yeah, go on. Real.
Like, damn.
Dude, I love cereal. So, a movie about cereal,
but like.
There you go.
Serial killer cutting people's heads off? Not for me.
Yeah,
I like cereal, but more serial killers.
Literal cereal, yes.
Yeah.
Serial killer? No.
That's what it is. It's just hippie. Shit's too heavy for me, man.
It's like, yeah, it's just too
I want to watch the cereal movie.
Like Frosted Flakes, Ed Gein. Frosted Flakes.
Well, Seinfeld went on a New York radio station and complained about how the left ruined comedy. But I'm here to tell you, it's fucking coming back, bro.
Comedy is coming back.
SNL?
Slowly but surely.
SNL's got two or three good skits a week now.
Yeah, they're starting to bring out some bangers now. Yep. They're doing
the hot ones, Beyonce last night. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. I'll look it up on YouTube.
It was their, you know, it's not real. It's their sketch of them doing hot ones.
Yeah.
Well, I think, man.
Look at him. Double fisting up.
Fiji. Taking it down. Just good.
I think everything is on its way back.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's. You might say that it's not the best of times, that there's a lot of crazy people doing crazy things often, but that does seem to be the thing, like the culture itself.
I think
they're
bent.
Moving.
Bent to so much with this woke shit, it's breaking.
That's what I was kind of alluding to.
Yeah.
Because what's funny, like when you see those sketches, it's making fun of just going back to the things that was always funny. But, you know, this new culture, woke culture, said, you can't do that no more.
You can't do that. You're going to be canceled.
And then when it happened, I think, like, it was, you know, it was a pebble at a time taken out of a dam with all these people. I think Norm MacDonald, he never backed down to it. And even before that, like, Cat Williams or Joe Rogan had a big deal. I mean, you could make a long list, and like I think that's why comedy is the first one out. I think music will be on.
They don't want people to laugh.
Yeah.
They don't want happy people. They want you to get in a suicide pod.
We're coming back, though. We're coming back. We're getting there. Getting there.
Fear, yeah, fear constricts, yeah. Man. That's what it
well,
is.
Well, speaking of coming back, guess what else has come back?
What that is?
Pimp My Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Exhibit's back. He is back.
Hey, speaking of pimping rides, dude, like, dude, every time we step in here to do a podcast, we have a new edition.
Yeah.
What do you think? The lights.
That's super cool back there. Check it out.
Throw some stuff in here every now and then, you know. Just gotta keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh.
We have a full blown
studio. Is it changing?
No, it's all one color right now.
I'm in an aquarium.
We'll have a different color every episode. That way we'll know. just be on the lookout.
Pimp My Ride. It's going to have exhibit back, huh?
Yeah, they're back. It started on May the 9th.
It started already?
It's already in this past week, this weekend. probably already there. Yeah, probably. It might have been the pilot episode. I don't know.
Has it debuted?
Apparently.
What's it on?
I don't know.
It's probably on.
We took Exhibit is the one that put it on there.
We took your smart car and
we put gasoline in it. We made it run off of eggshells and banana peels, just like the DeLorean.
I just want my smart car to look like one of those little kids' red and yellow vehicles.
Yeah, big wheels.
We took the gas and brake pedals out, and now you just went like the Flintstone
in that shit. Yeah. All right.
Dude, that was.
Hey, you never know though.
Hey. They would do all that crazy shit to those cars.
There's a wild
and
shit.
And would never work on the mechanical runnings of it at all.
No. Why do I need a toaster oven?
Yeah.
So you.
I need a catalytic
converter. You like
pop
tarts, don't you? That's what you said in the interview.
You roll out the lot and like fuses start busting.
Yeah, fuses blow.
What the hell?
Get pulled over. You're like, want a pop tart?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, listen to me.
I don't know if y'all heard that. We got some shit going out there on the road.
You
know?
Family.
Yeah. We got Dom out there just a racing by.
Speaking of that, when did Paul Walker die?
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. 2014?
Yeah, I was going to say it was about 13 years ago.
Okay. Because I was trying to watch Fast and Furious 5. And Paul Walker was
like, he's in it.
I'm like, goddamn, I thought he died in like 2009.
No, they went up to like 8 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think 5 may have been the one where they kind of.
I think 5's where The Rock first comes in.
Yeah.
I think 5's the last one I saw.
Wasn't that his last one before he died?
I don't know, dude. You're asking the wrong person about Fast and Furious. Right?
I don't really know.
I've watched all of them at some point.
I saw
point,
1, 2, 3, 5.
Yeah.
I just had the Fast and Furious car. That's all I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always had a fucking little Zoomer car, man.
You don't know the real Fast and Furious car.
Shit. This is more like smoke-out car.
With stickers and stuff on the side.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
I had it all decked out.
John's the only one with Peacock, I reckon. Uh-uh. And me. They've been working on this Crystal Lake series.
I've seen it and I've watched the trailer.
Dude, they're like the dude that was supposed to make it is the dude that made the Hannibal series, which I was all here for. Because that series fucking rocks.
Yeah, that was a good series.
He's done back down.
It only got 2 seasons, though, did it?
It's 3.
3.
3.
Yeah.
He's done backed out. They're trying to find another creator. He's just having a rough go at it.
Mm-hmm. It might be another one of those cursed things that we're talking about. Never know.
Yeah, man, it's hard to get a streaming to make profit, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, because everybody shares.
Not everybody has that platform, so it's got to be really good for somebody to be like, I'm gonna buy this platform
HBO,
for at least a month.
HBO's a good buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, HBO Max is pretty good.
Yeah, one account could power like 15 people.
Yeah. Well, they changed a lot of that shit now though too.
Yeah,
they really have, you know, watching on multiple TVs. Yeah, they'll cut you off and be like, oh, too many going at one time.
Netflix
kind of
will not play. Like I used to be on my mom and dad's account, and they shut that shit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shut my aunt's down for me. Unless I went, I think if I got on there, it'd just charge her more.
Yeah, it said, would you like to update the account?
They go, yeah.
$35.99?
Yeah.
So I just got my own now for $7, I reckon. Watching them ads.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they have an ad option?
Yeah.
And there's like some movies I can't watch.
What?
Yeah, there's some on the, only on the premiums.
I get on my app at work and be like, hey.
You can't watch Unfrosted?
I can watch Unfrosted. Oh, God. It's like, I can watch Netflix original. It's just some of those new, like, theater kind of movies they may have.
I will say this about Unfrosted, dude. It got me about 5 times. And usually they had Amy Schumer was post, and then, like, everybody.
Amy Schumer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amy Schumer's in it.
She does good, too.
She's actually funny.
I liked her. Like
she had like 3 zingers in it that like made me laugh out loud, dude.
Yeah,
she was always the same to me in everything she played, no matter what.
So okay, she was same, like same, same character. What she same character.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like Seth Rogen.
What's that movie with where it's got LeBron in it and John Cena, where she dates the doctor?
Oh yeah, Trainwreck.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah, yeah, Trainwreck. Oh, yeah, that was her big thing.
I thought
yeah.
LeBron only did the new Space Jam. I didn't know he had been.
He's actually pretty good in Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think he was bad at the Space Jam.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, no, the new Space Jam's terrible.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about his acting ability, not the plot or anything.
He's a great actor if you watch his games. And if you watch his games, it's great acting.
Yeah.
The floppies.
Yeah.
The, oh, my eye! Oh, my eye! It's like, yeah, dude, I was on the bench. What are you talking about?
I wasn't even out there.
I think my favorite one was when he like taunted the like he jumped at the lady in the crowd.
Oh right? Yeah, yeah.
I was like that, and that
then
was
he's a, making fun of her because she flinched.
Yeah, he's like, ugh.
Well,
man, they get triggered too easy.
Gets upset, man. Gets uptight.
Yep.
Oh, woman's making fun of me for crying. Oh, pissing me off. Dude, you wouldn't make it as a wrestler.
Ooh-wee.
Man.
Speaking of wrestlers, dude, went back on a personal favorite. It won the movie of the year on this very program.
Oh, yeah.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Wow. So, like, I hate that movie.
Put it on a cracker.
You know the origin story of it, though. Dude, it's a sweetheart film, dude. Zach, the Down Syndrome guy, he ran into the right people, and he's like, hey, I want to be in a movie. And they was like, say no more. You're the Peanut Butter Falcon.
We got one for you.
I like Dakota Johnson.
Chicken it?
Yeah.
Ooh! Yeah.
Was she talking to old guy?
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
Ooh, come in here, let's talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he asked Shy, he's like, let me baptize you in the water. Shy said, I'm more of a baptism by fire. Well, I don't do them kind of baptisms.
Yeah. I recommend it's on Netflix right now, ain't it?
Yep.
Yeah, everybody watch that.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah. Little hidden gem.
Shia LaBeouf.
The Boof Master.
You got Zach. He's a Peanut Butter Falcon, dude. Go check it out. They have a good exchange, man. It's one of the most wholesome moments in the film. The beat scene.
Smoking a joint, Shia.
Yeah, Shia's smoking a joint.
Rolling it up or whatever.
And, like, Zach tells him that he wants to be a professional wrestler and that he wants to be a bad guy. And he's like, why are you a bad guy? He's like, because I'm retarded. And my family left me.
So that's his backstory.
Yeah. He was
abandoned at a nursing home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. So I'm mad. I'm going to be a villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got you.
And then, like, and then Shia's like pep talk was like, man, who cares what you are? So there's some things you won't never be able to do. Big deal. But you're strong as shit.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Almost ripped my arm off pulling me out of the river. Dude, movie rocks.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Check that out.
You got a Yellow Wolf?
Uh-huh.
He's in there?
Watch out. Get you some cinnamon whiskey.
You got Kenny Powers' brother from Eastbound and Down?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember Kenny Powers' brother?
Yeah.
He's like one of the guys with Yellow Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his name. He's just in a lot of movies.
He's in a lot of shit. Yeah, I don't know his name either. Yeah.
Who's got Max?
I used to.
Iron Claw's on there now. If you want to get depressed.
Oh, the wrestler.
Yeah. That was what I watched pieces of.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, that's good. It's just like this is a downer.
it'll get you. Hey, it'll get you kind of like,
Now that you've seen it, like, I do want to see it, but how did Efron do in it?
Oh, he's great.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I mean, just being that jacked, it's like, golly.
Yeah, I was like, shit.
Right off the gate, shows him laying in bed, you know. Mom's like, get up. I'm like, dang, look at Zac Efron. Jack.
Yoked. He's like, he didn't.
Yoked. That's what the kids say.
Like, he ain't doing no High School Musical.
I mean, that's good acting when you sit there and get yoked.
Yeah.
For a role.
Well, I mean, also.
That's some Christian Bale in him.
Yeah, dude.
The Machinist.
Yeah.
But
immediately before, or in between Batman, where he was kind of yoked, he was doing that. So he was like, up, down, up, down.
Yeah, he went from the smallest to the largest.
And then when he put on so much weight to do that, the
Vice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how he did that?
I don't know. He did.
How?
He said he ate
ice cream?
Two gallons of ice cream before he went to bed every night.
He's a shapeshifter.
Yeah. And he said it was harder putting on the weight than it was taking it off. I was like, bullshit.
I don't believe
that one bit.
Yeah. I was like, you know you had fun putting that weight on.
Just being able to eat whatever?
Yeah,
shit.
For real. I don't know. I'd just shit the bed if I ate two damn gallons of ice cream every day.
God, you'd shit yourself.
I probably would.
I would be shitting right now.
Speaking of shit in the bed.
Who says you're not? We don't have to.
No, speaking of, apparently they have a House of 1,000 Corpses board game coming out.
That sounds...
Yeah, just wanted to add that in there. I thought that was kind of cool.
When's that available?
It's coming... It's available for pre-order now. I guess it will be out in probably less than a month.
What's the premise going to be?
It's like you're like the Firefly family, and you are going around the house trying to find like all the people there. It's like, hey, like it pulls out cards and stuff, and it's got Fish Boy on it and shit, and you got to catch them, and it's kind of, yeah, it seems pretty. I might buy it, and we might just sit here and play it one night.
I was going to say, man, we should play that.
It's pretty cool. So just wanted to add that in there, you know. Cool. You could be, you know, Captain Spaulding, or you could be Otis, or you could be Baby.
Happy birthday in heaven, dude.
Yeah,
Captain Spaulding.
Yes, sir.
My boy right there.
Who's in heaven? Oh, Spaulding.
Oh, yeah. Old Sid. But anyway, I just thought I'd add that in there, too. That was a good spot to, since, you know.
Who's a Carrie Russell fan? She's cute.
Carrie Russell?
Ah, the curly-headed chick. You really know who it is, but you don't know who it is.
Probably right.
She's joining Scream 7 cast, or in talks to star in Scream 7.
Well.
She was, you remember that show on FX, The Americans, about the Russian spies?
I watched an episode or two of it, dude.
The mom, the main character.
You talk about Felicity?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of that.
You said fucking Felicity.
I couldn't remember Felicity.
Yeah, I definitely did have a crush on her back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason why you'd watch that stupid ass.
For real.
Show.
It's like that and then My So-Called Life back in the day.
But that ain't the same chick as Swim Fan, though, is it? They just both got curly hair.
No. Yeah,
Swim Fan's pretty hot, too. She could stalk me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched The Night Swim or whatever?
I didn't care to watch a Haunted Swimming Pool movie.
Okay, so that lets me know. I don't know. You don't like it, so I may like it.
He's right. Yeah.
You know, it just didn't grab me. I was like, oh, swimming pool. That's...
I remember seeing the previews. I was like,
It's like that Tara movie.
Give it a try.
I was like, I don't care. Tara.
I mean, I would see Tara. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I'd watch just about anything, but I don't know if I'd like it or not.
I don't think I'll like it, dude. I'm just sitting here waiting a week for Strangers.
Oh, yeah, we got Strangers coming out.
Strangers coming soon.
17th.
Wonder if it's going to be the winning movie of 2024.
I don't know.
No,
it's going to have different categories.
It's going to have to be handheld footage.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's handheld tournament.
Yeah.
I finally watched the VHS 94 and the 88. Yeah, they were.
You didn't like them?
They were horrible.
Oh, so this
goes,
like,
well, goes, I like, well,
goes
I like
back before the Liv Tyler one? Strangers?
I don't know if this is a prequel. I don't think it's a. I don't know if it, this is.
I think it's a, think a it's different a, perspective.
Yeah, it's just a different.
I went back and
this is like a whole other series. It's like chapters. This has like three chapters coming out.
Yeah, I got your dates right here.
Because this is chapter one that's coming out.
The Strangers chapter two releases in September, October. Where the third film early next year.
Yep. So all they're coming pretty quick.
All after three each other. Films might be combined into a 4-hour cut.
That would be cool.
And
so the trilogy all tie together.
It says the trilogy will reveal Tamara.
Oh, you finally get to see Tamara.
Yeah.
Is Tamara home? That's kind of cool. But yes. I don't know about a 4-hour damn. Oh, shit.
That's just buying it and all.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of like, well, they'll fucking do it in the fucking theater. That would be pretty would fucking be awesome.
No, if they did it in the theater, that would be grueling. I'd have to get a catheter.
I mean, well, we went and saw the double feature a couple times, and you know, they give you a break in between them. So
was, yeah.
At least that was cool. But yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You know, if you go with me and Webb, you can just go up a couple rows.
For real, just piss right there. There ain't nobody else there. We're always like the only ones in the theater, which is cool. It's like we rented the whole motherfucker out.
Well, I go back to a normal work schedule. For $11. Go back to a normal work schedule in a couple of weeks, so I probably won't be doing that weekday shit no more. Yeah. It sucks.
But we might be able to do this more often.
Yeah.
Might be able to go every week instead of every 2 weeks. You never know.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Mm.
Is Scream 7 going to have any young people in it?
Apparently not.
It's got Nev Campbell's back at it.
Nev Campbell and Courtney Cox. Yeah. Oh,
and now Kerry Russell. These are like.
Yeah, it's like they're bringing it all back from the beginning there. Yeah. So.
We're going 3 for 3 on People Set on Fire this year. Rob Reiner, director, said if Trump wins, he's setting himself on fire.
Wow.
He's like, yes. Just set the trend. Come on.
I don't know if you saw the videos, Rob. It don't look fun.
It looks pretty excruciating.
Yeah, I don't think people quite understand how hot fire is.
Yes.
It may be a little too soon if you're bullshitting, too.
Yeah. I mean, dude, when threatening to leave the country enough, threaten to set yourself on fire. That always works a whole lot better.
And that ain't really a threat to some people.
Like, whatever.
All right, dude.
He's like, guess what? Nothing's going to change, so you just ain't going to be here.
Yeah, make sure you record it.
Hopefully you paid into Social Security.
Yeah. Be like Dylan, spit hot fire. Dylan, Dylan, Dylan.
And Dylan.
The vampires are coming back.
Again, another vampire movie.
Kristen Stewart and Oscar Isaac are starring in Flesh of the Gods, a 1980s vampire movie from the director of Mandy, Panos Cosmatos.
I just read.
So it's gonna be weird.
Yeah, they're gonna do
and good.
They're gonna do a 1980s vampire movie. That'll just redo Once Bitten.
Dude, speaking of that,
Lost Boys.
Hang on. Mandy, just for a second.
I think I was
hanging out at Monson's maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. It wasn't Porch Fest. It was after that. But I don't know how it even got brought up, but someone's brought up Mandy, and if I had seen it, and I was like, go look on the back of my truck. You remember the Cheddar Goblin?
Cheddar Goblin.
There.
I was like, the commercial for the mac and cheese? I was like, that's on the back of my truck. I was like, that is like probably my favorite Nicolas Cage movie, dude. I love that movie. That one and the one with the animatronics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Willy's Wonderland. Willy's Wonderland.
He's apparently coming out. They got another movie coming out. It's a Jesus-based horror movie.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah,
I know stuff like that.
I know it's kind of weird, but apparently there's something. I read something about it. I didn't screenshot it just because I was like, I don't know about that.
I'm totally for it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll watch it.
It looks weird.
Yeah, watch that, and I'll go watch Long Legs with Nicolas Cage.
Long legged.
I think Mandy's gonna be a cult classic. But it's not the Room status to where it's so bad it's good, but it's so weird it's good.
Yeah. It's not gonna go Terrifier status, I don't think. But it's got a little bit of a following. It really does. It's got a little bit of a following. So.
I'm a nerd about it. I got a sticker.
I know, for real. I need to get you the vinyl pop, man.
I'm not into that shit.
Yeah, well, if you'd have a Cheddar Goblin vinyl pop. Would you not? Would you just have that just sitting there on your dash or something? That'd be kind of cool.
I guess I could, man.
Hang it from your damn rear view.
I don't know. The thing about trinkets, is John knows this as well as I do. It's like, as much as I fucking move, that's just one more.
It's going to get lost.
One more thing, dude.
You're right.
See, that's my problem is I hate moving.
See, yeah, I was always the one that always helped people stay put instead of help them move.
Oh, Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to pluck him in there.
My director of X and Pearl.
With Maxine coming up.
Maxine coming out. Ty West says he has an idea for the fourth film in the X franchise. That might be his next movie. I guess he's riding. This is the X franchise.
He's going to ride this fucking porn to the end.
Why not?
Watch Inbetweeners. I think that's what it's called.
Inbetweeners? I don't think I have.
I think I've seen.
Innkeepers. Inbetweeners is a comedy.
Yeah, I was say that. The Inbetweeners.
That was these Australians going to England or vice versa, right?
Yes, I think that.
Innkeepers, the Ty West movie, is kind of creepy.
Okay.
And House of the Devil is pretty banger.
House of the Devil?
Yeah, it's an 80s style. He's always got styles with his movies.
Wes Anderson, baby.
80s style movies.
Oh, man. Breakfast Club? God.
But it was the 80s movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Man. I like 80s movies. Wow. I don't like 80s themed movies.
80s themed. Got to have a montage for sure.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for it. I like a good montage.
It's a montage.
Y'all know the Moth in Silence of the Lambs?
Death Moth?
Yeah. Death Maw. It's got the skull on it.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but it's actually a painting from Salvador Dali. It's like five naked women that make the skull up.
He would know that.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely would be his shit.
Oh, I love Salvador. That's my name a cat after.
Yeah.
Salvador Dali.
There he is.
Oh. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Might make an appearance one episode. Never know. He's in there tripping balls right now off of some flea medicine. So.
DMT.
That explains why he was sitting right by the door.
Yeah, he was just chilled. He was like, what's going on?
I open it up, and sometimes he'd be like, he didn't even care.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know what's going on right now.
That's me.
They're making a movie about young Sly Stallone trying to make Rocky.
Making a movie about somebody
it's
making a movie.
It's in the works about a young Sly Stallone and a dramatic journey it took for him to get Rocky made.
All right.
Oh, they're going to show him do porn. Ain't that something, or is that urban legend?
Was that a thing?
We are definitely losing as a culture.
I mean, how do you think you got the Italian Stallion?
That's what there. I heard.
It's so, everything's so fucking washed over.
That may be a good movie, man.
I doubt it.
It's like, golly, you had a time making this fucking movie.
Oh, speaking of making a movie, A24's got a movie coming out.
Night Bitch.
Called.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was Night Bitch for one thing. But I saw the TV glow.
Night oh, yeah. That's been on my radar.
Fred Durst is in it.
As long as he ain't making it.
So we got
almost sprayed this water.
So we got a little bit of Live, Love, and Limp Bizkit going on here.
Hey, he's in it for the nookie?
Yeah, he's only that's the only reason, you know.
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, who really knew the meaning behind that?
A24 ain't making Night Bitch. Yeah. Amy Adams starred in Night Bitch. The film follows a woman who is convinced she's turning into a dog. I'm down for it. I'm telling you, I'm turning into a dog.
That's the Night Bitch.
Night Bitch.
Yeah, that'll I don't think that'll be in theaters.
That's gonna put Michael J. Fox and Jason Bateman to shame. Right there. Yeah, they were both.
Here's a young actress for Scream 7, Violet McGraw from Megan. There's one. She's been there with all the old ladies.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be a different crew.
Rob Zombie's top five worst horror movies: 2000's Dracula, The Mummy Returns, Psycho, 1998, Vince Vaughn, Scream 2. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
What?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Psycho, dude. Vince Vaughn.
The worst.
Vince Vaughn.
I'd watch Psycho Vince Vaughn and be like, "That ain't the worst."
No, I'm not even. I'm talking about that. I was like. That's wild, because like, when I think about Vince Vaughn, I always think about the comedy, but he has been in a lot of good horrors.
Yeah, he's a good
I
guy. Got a serious movie somewhere in here. I didn't feel like writing down all this stuff.
Oh, fuck up.
No. I'm
about to get that damn phone.
You better.
Y'all ever seen Bone Tomahawk?
What?
Bone Tomahawk.
Nope.
Brawl on Cell Block 99. Dragged Across Concrete. These are banger B movies. Mm-hmm. It's all made by the same guy, but Vince Vaughn. Here's your serious Vince Vaughn. Coming out with a new crime thriller by the dude that made these bang movies called The Bookie and the Bruiser. Starring Adrian Brody, too. That dad ain't been around in a while.
Hey, yeah, he ain't done either in a long time.
Remember when he was in The Village as a special guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
There.
I was there.
I was in the village.
Our number one fan, Sydney Sweeney, will star as boxer Christy Martin in a biopic.
Boxing titties.
I grapple with dick.
Like off a damn, off a kingpin.
I never heard this chick. I'm going to watch a documentary or something on YouTube.
Apparently, she's going to be in a movie with Ana de Armas as well. That's gonna be a.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like you won't know which part of their screen to look at.
Shit. Yeah,
it's gonna be like
that picture I saw of Sydney Sweeney and Margot Robbie thinking about doing a movie together.
Yeah,
female Brokeback Mountain. Hear me out.
Hey, there we go.
Hey,
there we go. Got a little tickled over here. It's like you get a ticket, you get a damn bottle of Jergens when you go in. Complimentary.
Yeah, you're gonna need this.
That girl don't know
how to pour the popcorn.
She don't know how to be in front of a camera and not take her top off.
It's like no, it's not that kind of movie.
It is now. She's doing animation.
He's like, well.
Yeah, here we go. This is what kind of movie it is.
That's
a shitty follow-up.
Yeah, for real. What you doing over here?
Pedalwood.
Like playing with yourself.
Here you go. Use that instead.
That's probably going to be just as hard.
Probably. Well, if you know how to use it.
Oh, y'all know shit. About
there you go.
Pedophilia Hollywood?
A lot better.
Yeah.
Where this old-ass dude named Herschel Weingrod I guess is his name, Space Jam producer and writer. He got busted trying to meet up with a 14-year-old, I think it was, 15.
To catch a predator.
This bitch is old, looking like he's closing in on 70 at least.
Wow.
Trying to get some of that teen.
Wow.
I mean, like, dude. Yeah,
that's
why?
That's so gross.
I mean, I like him young, but not that damn young. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm not. No.
I got a threshold.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you gotta at least be able to buy a drink at the bar or something. I mean, shit.
Mine's 25. Oh. Insurance.
Oh, gosh. You keep up with the rap world, don't you, John?
Yeah, semi.
What's up with this damn Kendrick Drake Lamar shit?
the battles?
I don't keep up with that version of rap.
It's like,
yeah, they're going back and forth.
Kendrick accused him of having a kid that he didn't claim or something.
That's put him back in a wheelchair.
Did you listen to their diss tracks of each other?
No, but I saw something about it on the internet.
I gotta tell you, I like Drake's better.
Okay.
I just don't like Drake, man.
Man, sometimes I don't like him either. Then I walk into like a Sports Edition or City Gear or something. Like, damn, this beat's hard. Yeah, and this Family Matters song is pretty hard.
I liked, I found out I like Mac Miller today.
You found out what?
I found out I like Mac Miller.
I've been telling that for like 5 years.
I got disrespected for saying that the other day.
They don't know. Like, they don't know. They ain't opened their third eye to Mac Miller. They don't know.
We were talking about favorite rappers, and I was like, mine currently, even though he's, you know, passed away, I would probably say is Mac Miller. Like, if you go back and listen to, like, Knock Knock or Donald Trump.
That's what I heard today.
Like, both of those songs go insanely. And that was, like, I think he was still in high school when he did that shit. I mean, that dude's great, man.
Yeah.
He had pretty good flow.
I like his Before Death stuff.
Yeah, like Circles.
After Death stuff snapping. I ain't never heard somebody die and put out, like, bangers like this. Like Tupac.
Like
people,
Tupac, yeah.
I was like, ah, these are mid. These are mid Tupac songs. No, Mac Miller's like, damn, I wish you were still alive. This song is banging.
That's your Project Bluebeam. You can go see Mac Miller set it off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
projected.
Drake's, one of his security people got shot. I don't know if it has to do anything.
Retaliate.
Who cares?
Retaliate, yeah. That's what I was thinking. That's just what everybody's talking about, man.
Regulators.
Mount up.
It was a clear play. That song was playing right when I pulled up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Song was playing at Walmart. I'm just playing.
That
wouldn't surprise me, dude.
That's just one of the employees got their phone hooked up to the... Right, yeah.
Y'all be messing with that AI?
I started making a little AI art, or making it make some AI art.
You got chat, you got the app?
Yeah, I got an app.
Which one you got? I got just chat, GPT.
It's,
I like
art something.
Do you take yours serious? You got it, don't you?
I use it.
You like really use it. I just offend it.
That's how I do. If I just get on there and I ask it.
Can a woman have a penis? Well,
just fuck with his head.
Well, you can go around that. But I mean,
I was doing it on his couch one day.
You know, like Meta, like with Instagram and Facebook, they even tried to incorporate Meta AI, which is a lot of people
hate it. Yeah.
But I think this is like you slowly introduce stuff like this. Just to get people comfortable with AI. Like, I think if people knew what AI was already capable of, you would want it destroyed.
Yeah.
You know?
It popped up on my mom's phone today. She went to Google something and it popped up and said, what's this? I was like, that's an AI generator. She's like, what? I had to explain it all. It was an ordeal. She's like, I was like, no, just... just don't.
It's gonna be way over your head. Way over. You just now learned to use the remote.
Do you think, like, our generation, like, although, like, we're, like, seeing everything happen in real time, because, like, with this technological boom, everything moves so much faster now. It's like, do you think we'll ever be that way? Because I knew, like,
Yes.
My grandpa, like, he wouldn't even carry a cell phone. Yeah. He'd be like, man, that's email. I think what's that?
We're going to be more open to it because we were at the beginning.
We've had to accept so much change.
Yeah. I mean, we started the change.
You don't know what the future holds.
For the most part, you know.
I can't operate this drone car.
That's where the flying car is coming from, guys. Come on. We want it to get there. Shit. We're 25 years behind.
China has them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they
need that damn like, phone.
They ain't for a sale or anything. They just, they got them. What is a sitcom? That's just like a 30-minute
situation comedy.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. It's kind of like Seinfeld. Yeah.
Outkick put out Mount Rushmore sitcoms. They got Office, Seinfeld, Friends, and The Simpsons.
Okay.
Do who?
I'm with it.
Say that again.
Office.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Oh.
Friends. The Simpsons.
Okay. I don't like The Office.
What about them? That's what I'm trying to
say. Dude, Office is on mine heavy. That's George Washington.
Office is good. Yeah.
Seinfeld, Office.
Friends is good. Shit.
I like Friends.
I did too. I got into that.
Yeah,
Seinfeld's good too.
Seinfeld on there.
There's so many quotable things on Seinfeld. So many.
I like Frasier.
It's crazy. Frasier's
all right.
I never watched it because it didn't apply. Like, when I was growing up, I'm just like, oh,
this is right above, man. This is intellectual
You're
shit.
You're saying too much smart shit.
Arrested Development. I never got into that.
That was good.
It's okay.
I like Jason Bateman, though. He's a...
I love Jason Bateman. He plays a good smart ass.
Yeah, that's
Have you ever seen Bad Words?
Yes.
Yep.
Good, so good.
You ever seen Bad Words? It's where he's an adult getting a children's spelling bee because he has some like claws. Yeah. He like figures out.
He can still get in it. Yeah.
He puts ketchup on the girl's chair and she sits down. He's like,
you might know.
It looks like this is that time.
Yeah.
Is this your first? Like, it's. Oh, man. To Manson chicks.
Yeah, didn't one of them get paroled or something?
No, I just see like, I follow this thing called Historic Vids, and it's like them back in the 70s.
Yeah, that's
they're like getting, going to court singing. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Anything else to do?
Yeah, that.
What you got on the Twitter box there?
It's X.
I know.
Did we see the dude in Birmingham, Alabama? The naked guy running around on the street. Huh? There he is.
Go Alabama. Hell definitely yeah. Rolling around.
Yep. I wonder what he's on that flocka. He's right there, right?
Yeah, that flocka.
That flocka.
This is neat. They New York and Ireland have a portal. Did you see this?
Yeah.
It's like a camera. You see, it just shows vice versa.
Yeah, what's there?
Ireland held up the Twin Towers.
I think the United States later I saw a video of a guy just pulling his pants down and mooning them.
Yeah. Derek Lewis, speaking of mooning, Derek Lewis knocked out another victim last night at UFC and mooned the crowd. He took his shorts off because his balls got hot again.
My balls are hot.
You remember that?
Yeah. My balls is hot.
That dude's a lovable UFC fighter. What is he, just a record driver or truck driver or something? He's like, hey, dude, you know you knocking mugs out. You might want to try this.
Good for him. He's doing great.
Planet of the Apes. I want to see it, but I don't want to sit around for nine hours. 2 hours, 40 minutes, whatever.
Nothing's that good.
They're talking about, unless it's Tarantino.
Yeah.
They're going fast and furious, I reckon. They're talking about a 9-film saga.
Shit. I mean, how many damn dirty apes can you have?
Yeah.
Shit, there's a bunch of them because them was from back in the 80s or some
For
shit.
For real, they're like rabbits.
I've never seen that. I've never been the least bit interested in the old Planet of the Apes, but I have watched the new ones.
Have y'all heard all the damn cicadas?
Oh, yeah. I finally heard them just yesterday.
I thought that was once in a year's thing.
Well, this 13 years.
Well, that motherfucker was here last year.
Well, I know, but there's different there's two different generations coming out this year though,
one
so they're
the
like
president and the Navy.
So
there,
we got like double the cicada going on out there, and it's like double the cicada. I mean, it sounded like somebody was pressure washing their car right next to my ear. I was like,
Walmart in that little swampy area, is terrible.
Yeah, you hear it like crazy.
Behind Walmart. What about beside Walmart? I always heard there's like a homeless community.
There may be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Right down the ditch.
It's pretty much all I got. Met Gala or whatever happened this past week.
That was wild.
Yeah. It's always wild, man. Those people, those are the elites. Look at us with our weird outfits. We're better than you. We're Hunger Games. We're the weird Hunger Games people. Yeah. And we're Katniss. Yeah. We're Katniss.
Yeah.
You know how much they pay? They pay to go to that thing. Yeah, you know how much they pay?
And then they have to buy the whatever the weird ass fucking outfit they wear.
Yeah. They pay $35,000 to go look weird.
Yep.
And be like,
it's like, I'm going to wear a
peasant's
dress made of sand.
Everyone outside this building is peasants. We're so elitist.
Yeah, well.
I'm okay with being a peasant.
Yeah.
We outnumber.
I don't consider myself a peasant.
Oh, we're not peasants.
I'm absolutely a peasant.
The peasants turn on them, they'll be like, I want food. I'm hungry. I need toilet paper. I need everyday household items. I can't get them.
You can't even do that.
Yeah. Get canceled again.
It is wild how that works, man. Just a state senator's daughter had the power cut off at her apartment. And just guess, how long do you think that thing was off before it was right back on?
2 hours. 2 hours.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah, but it's like, it didn't take long.
Dad, I forgot to pay my power bill.
Didn't take long.
So that idea of elitism, I mean, it's not only with Hollywood. And
you got crackheads painting pretty pictures selling for $500,000 probably, $200,000.
So.
That is art. How dare me?
Yeah. You need to open your eyes.
Yeah, for real.
You need to get some culture in your life.
Better go to the Met Gala and see what's going on.
Yeah, $35,000. We're starting to raise money for that.
For real.
We got a year
just for one of us to go.
This cop.
Yeah.
Look at this. How he's gonna dress?
Yep.
Track pants, track jacket.
I'd probably dress weird as shit.
Gangster glasses.
I'd probably make fun of him dressing. I'd wear like a bed frame on my head.
That would be funny. I like to see that for the next one.
You might have Sydney Sweeney hop in that photo.
Just have nothing but like mouse traps like hanging from
Mouse traps hanging from the wires.
You're like a damn jackass.
Did you ever grow up watching Martin?
Martin.
Oh yeah. That might be a sitcom for me. You remember when Martin and Gina were clapping cheeks, and her head got stuck in the headboard?
Yep. She was like,
they had like a dinner party go to that night, and they put like a scarf around it. It's like, can you tell?
Can't even see his hair.
Yeah, this show was funny as hell.
It was a good one.
My aunt. Yeah.
Lawrence. Yep.
No, Shanaynay.
I wish I could remember more of that theme song.
That was about it.
Yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah. How long has it been, Al?
I don't know. What time is it?
It is like a past 8.
Yeah. Well, almost 8.
Oh, it's 9. 56. It's 9.
Past 8.
Oh.
We didn't start at 7, did we?
No.
Everybody
good? It's been about an hour.
Yeah, we're right at it.
Yeah, I say we're right at it.
I mean, unless somebody else got something to say, I'm out of notes.
What's that time again?
Twitter.
That time's right.
Yeah. Why would it not be?
It's about 2 hours.
No, we didn't start at 7.
You
didn't get here until like 7:30.
Yeah, I didn't even get here until 7:30. Yeah.
It's been about an hour. We need to talk about something. An hour. I mean, I'm out.
We've been having fun. It's been a good episode. I'll say that. I'll give that.
What's
silence?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we were talking about doing that.
I'm throwing off.
Soundtrack.
Good plug. When do we want to do that? We want to set that up for.
Get that going.
We'll set that up for next time or.
Too quick.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks.
Let me see.
We should have done a halfway to Halloween one, but we didn't. We missed that. Yes,
we're already halfway to Halloween.
Yeah, we were already.
WTF?
Yeah, that was.
What about around 4th of July?
Yeah, that sounds good. That's patriotic.
Sounds like a good, yeah.
Born on the 4th of July
will be in.
Either June 30th or July 7th.
June or July.
I mean, that's a lot of listening and stuff.
It is.
Queen of the Damned.
Well, we'll have to get our list together and then we'll share it.
Do you know that?
What's that?
Queen of the Damned supposed to be a good soundtrack.
It is.
My phone overheard it and it's like, it popped up on X. Yeah. Here's your one. Yeah,
it's got Jonathan Davis does a lot of it. And Static X, Deftones. Yeah.
If you want to do Music Discovery, just go back to Peanut Butter Falcon again.
Yeah.
That had a really good soundtrack. Yeah.
There we go.
I don't think that's really up Danny's alley of music.
No.
No.
It'd be all right.
Well, you might like the new Hellboy soundtrack.
Yeah, I'm just going to do.
You watched the new Hellboy?
I just watched it today.
I thought I might watch it.
I liked him.
What about The Last Judge Dredd? I heard it was an unsung hero of a movie. I'm talking about 2016 Judge Dredd that nobody watched, but a few people's like,
Colin Farrell?
This movie is banging.
Colin Farrell?
I don't know.
He was still drinking back then.
Nah, somebody I don't even know.
The remake. What was that one with Sylvester Stallone?
That was Total Recall. That's Three Tits.
Yeah, that wasn't that great. The original was better, in my opinion. But anyway. But yeah, y'all get everybody get five up and we'll
I'm just going to do original scores. I'm just going to do soundtrack scores.
We'll message it all out and see what's going on.
The Point Break soundtrack was awesome.
Hey, Point Break. I like it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to it now. Yeah. It's got to have Chili Peppers
in it. Is it just movies or could it be a TV show?
No, it's got to be movies, man. Who makes soundtrack TV shows?
I mean, other like Friends.
And Smallville.
That's just a theme song.
I know.
There's going to be no soundtrack.
That made the radio.
I was thinking Scrubs.
Remember?
If you want to do Scrubs, soundtrack. You do Garden State Movie. That's Zach Brad or whatever his name is. He made it.
No, but have you ever
Scrubs
like watched...
Scrubs has a soundtrack.
But like they would bring musicians in like every two or three episodes and like make a music video for them.
Well, there was a whole series that had musicians come in.
That's a series though. He's gonna have lots of options.
So it's gonna, he's got cheat
codes. He's using cheat codes.
Guess it's gonna have to be a movie.
It's not a cheat code.
It's gotta be a movie.
Pick Garden State.
It could be a soundtrack or a score.
Maybe.
Pick Garden State.
A score. like Virgin Suicides. That was a damn.
I wish.
No, that was a good damn soundtrack, which is mostly.
What'd you say about score?
How the fuck?
That's what I was just joking. Yeah, I was going to just pick about. Five original scores, not songs.
Just scores, tones.
And
we're gonna do this like we do movies because this is gonna be wild, dude. Because I'm already thinking about it.
Yeah, but it's only going to do half though. We're not doing 40. We're doing 20.
Bringing the board back.
I'm a little bit more passionate about music than I am movies, so this might get a little heated.
But you only get five. You only get five.
We need to pick them out.
So I guess we can do six, I guess, and then
we'll have a wild card.
Yeah,
we need to have them picked out by next episode so we can start listening.
Yeah, because we're going. Yeah. That's going to be a lot of that's 20 albums to listen to.
Yeah, if you didn't listen to it, you don't get a vote.
It's 15 if you.
I already know the song. I'm probably picking American Honey. What? Hey. You probably like it.
Quentin
it's got gangster rap.
Great soundtrack.
He does. He always does.
I'm figgity figgity fuck.
Don't be a mess.
All right, that's enough. Anything else?
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're good, guys.
Peace.
Peace out. Grab his dirt. Twist the dirt.
Got a new car.
Thank you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.